Hello, everybody. Cal Daniel with podcast number 13. Well, look, I'm doing a video podcast. This is the very first time, and I hope you guys will be generous with me. I'm going to be working with my computer screen, which is right in front of me. So you'll see my eyes glancing up and down from the camera to the screen as I want to read different pieces of information that I want to make sure that I get to you. Okay, this is podcast number 18, and this one is about me answering questions that have been sent in. In fact, I think there's going to be a little mini-series on this of me answering hypnotherapist questions, and I'm going to start moving into some more advanced realms of hypnosis, and I'm really looking forward to more questions coming in. You guys are doing really great at that. I'm getting suggestions now for future podcasts. Some of the things I have coming in is, please, Cal, tell us about how hypnosis, particularly five-path style hypnosis, can be used to help with women who are pregnant, who are not being responsive to natural childbirth techniques, like either hypnobirthing or hypnobabies or any one of those kinds of things. And I tell you what, you can do that. I'm planning I don't know if I'm doing an article or if I'm going to do a video podcast like this, but I want to start getting the message out that as hypnotherapists, we want to say the following: hypnosis doesn't heal anything. And I know that sounds really strange coming from me, a hypnotherapist who uses hypnosis to help people with chronic illnesses and psychosomatic illnesses and that kind of thing. But there's a very good reason for it. So check back and I will explain that in a lot of detail. All right, just to get things going, I always start off with a few announcements. I hope every one of you has had a chance to check out the Hypnosis Manifesto. The Hypnosis Manifesto is my vision for the future of hypnosis. I talk about the challenges that we're facing today, what I think some of the solutions are that we can implement immediately, and then also some midterm challenges, and then solutions for those, and then long-term challenges that I expect to see in the profession and some solutions I suggest for them. So please check out the Banyan Hypnosis Manifesto. It's at at my blog at www.calbanyan.com. And most of you who are checking out this podcast right now are on that website. The reason I mention the blog and Cal Banyan .com is because this podcast gets distributed to many different sources around the world, and I want to make sure you're able to get back to the original source so that you can leave comments about this video and anything else that we put up there. All right. I am in the process of trying to get the word out about Matt Sison. Matt Sison is a young man that I had the fortunate to opportunity to do some training with him, and I think when he went through our certification course, it had a profound effect on him, and he decided that his calling in life had something to do with hypnotherapy, and since then, that's been years ago, he has really developed himself into an expert in hypnotherapy, and so I've invited him to come to the Banyan Hypnosis Mall and post his brand new CD for sale there called Remembrance. He's also going to be writing articles for the Banyan e-zine on the Banyan Hypnosis Mall. He's also going to do a Meet the Pros audio program, and the date when that is going to occur will be announced probably next week. And also, I'm going to do an article interview with him, which will be posted probably here on calbanyan.com and a number of other places around the Internet. Okay. You guys, you're writing me, and I really appreciate it. You want to know when our upcoming trainings are. I'm really cutting back on the number of trainings that I'm doing at our center and around the world. I need to focus a little bit more on writing and giving this kind of information out in a broader scale. But I have a training set up for March here at our center. For information about that, go to hypnosiscenter.com and just click on the training tab. Again, Hypnosis Center. And that's spelt the American way, C-E-N-T-E-R, hypnosiscenter.com, hypnosiscenter.com. Click on the training tab, and you get all the information about our certification courses, like the one that's coming up in March, and then our advanced Week of Power course, like we're probably going to be teaching at the NGH convention. And in April, we're teaching the Week of Power course. That's advanced hypnotherapy course. Learn how to do 5-path, become certified in as a 7-path teacher in London. So if you live in Europe, or you just want a good excuse to a chance to go to jolly old London, go check our website, hypnosiscenter.com, and you will see that we have a training coming up in April. Also, next month, I want you to know that if you want to go to the hottest weekend in all of hypnosis, okay, in the winter months, you got to go to the Solid Gold Weekend. Solid Gold Weekend is an NGH program, 2 solid days of listening to the trainers and speakers who are the most popular from the convention. And Maureen, my wife, as you probably know her, who's an expert on running a hypnosis business, and myself, among other speakers, will be there telling you all the inside scoop about how to run a business and also some new advanced techniques in the realm of hypnosis. I'm going to put a link to all the things that I'm mentioning here on the blog where this video podcast is located. So just click on there. Oh, yes, just a couple days ago, I did with all the speakers that are going to be at the Solid Gold a teleconference, and on that teleconference, this is what we did. Each speaker that's going to be at the Solid Gold had a few minutes to talk about what their topic's going to be, what you're going to get from going to their talk, and most of us, we gave you something you could use right away, I mean like right now in your practice to be more successful. So I've got a link here on calbanion.com that will allow you to listen to that teleconference right now or download it to listen to it later. All right, one more piece of news. Guess what? The winter edition of the Banyan e-zine, Banyan Hypnosis e-zine on the mall, banyanhypnosismall.com, has just been published. Go there. Lots of great new articles by some of the leaders and some of the up and comers in the profession. Go there now. Just go to Banyan Hypnosis Mall and click on the e-zine. It's on the left side of the page, and you have all that cool new information. You guys have been really curious about my 9-step weight loss plan that's outlined here on the blog. It's going great. Here it is. I'm about 2 weeks into the program. I've lost 14.5 pounds. I'm very excited about it. Some of the shirts that wouldn't fit are now fitting in just fine. So already I'm having some wonderful success. I hope the NGH will pick me up on this. I suggested that they let me do a workshop at the NGH convention in August on hypnosis and weight loss. So hopefully they'll pick me up on that, and then I can tell you more about that at the NGH convention. But please, start reading that series. At the top right-hand corner of the blog, you'll see some links there. One says the Hypnosis Manifesto feed. If you click there, you'll just get all the different entries that are on the topic of the Hypnosis Manifesto, and there's also one for my weight loss and so on. And we'll put all the threads or subjects that we're discussing up there. So if you want to, you can just boom, go right to them. Just like if you look there, there's also a podcast feed. You click on that, and all of my podcasts will come up, and you can select and hear them anytime you want. Okay, one of the things, I want to talk about one of the unsung heroes here, and that is Chris Lucia. He's the guy that sits in the background, and he makes sure that our website is working. By the way, one of our podcasts is Chris talking about search engine optimization. I think that's podcast number 10. You can go there today and start learning about how to make your website come up higher on those search engines. But I just want to thank Chris right now for all the technical help he gives us, helping me to do this kind of thing. As soon as I get done with this podcast, he's going to be back there in our media room editing this, getting it ready to be posted on the blog. So I really appreciate his help. All right. So as you see, once in a while, I'm looking down And what I'm doing is I'm looking at the information I want to hand out. Now, I'm always asking, I'm saying, hey, if you got questions or things you'd like me to talk about, please let me know. And Celeste, one of our graduates who is really a leader at our five-path discussion group on yahoo.com, has sent me an email, and she would like me to answer some questions. So let me have a little slurp of water here, because that's one of my weight loss things that I'm doing, and then we're going to continue. We'll read you the her email and answer some of the questions. Here we go. All right. It says, hi, Cal. I'm sending you these questions that the study group came up with. By the way, Celeste leads our five-path study group. When someone has become a five-path hypnotherapist, they have the option of opting into our study group. It's really cheap. It's about $10 per meeting. And what happens is Celeste leads the group, and there's other hypnotherapists who are at varying levels of experience go into our virtual classroom. And so when that classroom meets up online, there may be a student from Canada, a student from Australia, a student from California, New York, and so on. They all go in there, and they're going through my Banyan Online Supervision CDs, which is the advanced CDs I put out, and you can get those also on hypnosiscenter.com. But it's really like an externship program. And what they do is they're going through this about 40 CDs, one by one, discussing all the advanced techniques. So that's what she's talking about. Maybe you can address some of these questions with us on your podcast, and that would be really helpful to us. We have found that one of our members of the study group has some very good questions that the rest of us are stumped with, so we want to send them to you and see if you can answer them for us. I've added to them a few of my own, so let's take a look. Here they are. Questions are pertaining to the Banyan Online Supervision Meeting, volume number 11, going beyond the 4-to-6 session schedule. Okay, for you folks that are watching this for the first time, if you're not familiar with 5-Path, 5-Path is an advanced hypnotherapy process that was designed to be easy to teach, easy to supervise, relatively easy to learn, and you can learn more about 5-Path by just simply going to, again, hypnosiscenter.com. We have go to the free articles section. There's articles that give you a background on 5-Path. And if you want to be a 5-Path certified hypnotherapist and get all this kind of support that we do, there's three ways. If you're not yet certified, take our certification course. 5-Path certification is in there. The other way is take our Week of Power course. That's at the NGH convention. That's going to be in London, and we usually do at least one here. That's a Week of Power, so guess what? It is 7 days long. And then the other is to certify through DVD training on hypnosiscenter.com. We've got that DVD program where you can get and study at your own rate, at your own convenience. Okay, question one. If the client already brings up emotions very strongly during the pre-hypnosis interview and you want to take advantage of it and do the affect bridge induction, how would you do that? Let me tell you what she's talking about here. There's an advanced instantaneous hypnotic induction technique that I call the AIR induction, A-I-A-R, affect-induced age regression induction. And what happens is if you have an emotional client who's already crying or upset, they're already connected into those feelings from the past. And with their permission, you can trigger an instantaneous age regression, and with that comes somnambulism, a very deep level of hypnosis. And that's what she's asking about here. She says, is it sufficient to have them focus on the feeling and go back to an earlier time that they felt that way? Well, again, what you do is ask, you want to have the client where you're going to do the hypnosis. So if you have her in the hypnosis chair where you intend to do the hypnosis, you know, get her reclined or, you know, whatever position you work in, and then say, is it okay if I start the hypnosis at any time and get a yes? And then ask them about those feelings. Let them start expressing those feelings. And then what I like to do is say, close your eyes, focus on those feelings, and then I just tap them on the head, and which kind of surprises them, and say, follow those feelings back to an earlier time you felt that way. 5, 4, following those feelings back like a bridge to the past. 3, letting it come to you as if it was happening all over again. 2, 1, be there as if it was happening all over again. First impression, is it daytime or nighttime? Are you indoors or outdoors? And so on. Build that gestalt background, and then you're there. The person will be experiencing the hypnosis, the somnambulism, and be able to revivify the experience. Now, of course, before you do this, you want to do a pre-talk. You want to do the pre-hypnosis interviews where you gather the information from the client and all that kind of stuff. So you still want to do a good pre-talk, and then boom, if you've got a compliant client, then you can just trigger the induction like that. It saves a lot of time. It's a wonderful, elegant technique. I believe that you can get, one of my talks through the NGH, that was recorded at NGH convention, where I talked specifically about the affect-induced age regression induction. Also, I talk about the affect-induced age regression induction. In fact, I demonstrate it on my instant induction, instant rapid inductions for the professional video learning system that we have on hypnosiscenter.com and the Banyan Hypnosis Mall. So she asked, is it sufficient to have them focus on the feeling and go back to an earlier time they felt that way? Yes, if you've done everything set up the way I said and you just follow these instructions. She goes on to ask, is additional deepening necessary to make sure that they stay in somnambulism? No. If the person is revivifying the experience, which means reliving, and they're there and they're re-experiencing that experience, no deepening is necessary. That's why we often do an induction and a deepening, is so we can get somnambulism. And if they are reliving the event, which is a hallucination, then they're in somnambulism, no deepening is required. And what happens is they're automatically deepening themselves, because when an individual experiences an emotion that is pertinent to the issue, while in revivification, it automatically deepens the hypnosis. So no, you don't have to do any deepening. She goes on to ask, especially if it is the first, all capital letters, first time session. No, you have to ask the client ahead of time, you do the pre-talk so that you remove fears and misconceptions, you let them talk about their complaint and build up the rapport, get that pre-hypnosis interview done, and then you begin just as normal. You'd say, would you like to do hypnosis with me now? Yes. It's okay if I touch your hand, your arm, your shoulder, maybe even your forehead? Yes. Good. Focus on those feelings inside you. What are you feeling? Good. And as they continue to feel those feelings, you can just trigger the induction with the perfect depth by simply giving the old put your hand on their head, kind of surprisingly, but not hard. A little bit will surprise them. And you say, follow that feeling back to an earlier time you felt that way. You will see me do that if you get the 5-path DVD set. It's also on there. Okay, let's see. What else does she ask? On a first-time session, is there anything we would make sure we did to fulfill the criteria of phase one before doing the age regression? Okay. Now, in phase one of 5-PATH. 5-PATH stands for 5-phase abreactive therapeutic hypnosis. So there's 5 phases. Phase one is the preparation, testing, and convincing phase. So you have to properly prepare the client with the pre-talk and that kind of thing. And then testing. Once you've induced them, you've got to test to make sure they're in somnambulism. And then we convince them. And we do that by doing like eye lock or arm catalepsy and that kind of thing. But if we trigger an age regression, we don't need to do those things anymore, except for the preparation, you know, the pre-talk and all that. What we want to do is realize that we go right into the age regression. we skip kind of, we do the preparation and testing, and then we skip right into the age regression. Believe me, the age regression, when they're reliving some past event, is really going to be a great convincer. You don't have to worry about eye lock and that kind of thing. And then just move on, doing the work of age regression, you know, find the relevant emotion, follow it back to the initial sensitizing event, uncover the subsequent events on your way back there, neutralize that event, then move forward back through those subsequent sensitizing events so that you can reinforce. You might do some age progression to reinforce, and then what do you do? All phases of 5-PATH, all sessions of all phases of 5-PATH are what? They are followed up with direct suggestion. And so when we do the direct suggestion at the end of the age regression, we have now fulfilled all the things that we want to do in both phase one and phase two simultaneously. Okay, well, gosh, there's a whole bunch of questions here. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to stop now because I want to make sure that this has turned out the way I want it. And then what I'm going to do is I'm going to do one or two more podcasts and just go step by step by through these questions that I have here, because I like to keep these podcasts down to a certain number of minutes so that they're not, an hour and a half long. So let me give you a reminder. Please go to calbanion.com. Check out the Hypnosis Manifesto. Please go to Banyan Hypnosis Mall. That's where it has all the good stuff hypnotists and hypnotherapists want. We've got books. We've got videos. We've got live training classes. If you're a professional hypnotherapist in our profession and you have good quality books, tapes, CDs, and training programs, let us know. We'd like to take a look at them and see if we want to put them on the BanyanHypnosisMall.com. Also, check out hypnosiscenter.com. Please visit all of our websites. Okay, that's it for this first podcast. Thank you guys for emailing me. Please leave comments down at the bottom right-hand corner of this blog entry. There's little places, you know, comments. Please click there. Leave your comments. I want to hear suggestions for future podcasts. I want to hear your comments about this one. And that's it. That's it. Here we go. Cal Banion, signing off. This recording is the property of Cal Banion and Cal Banion's Banion Publishing Incorporated. All rights reserved, for private use only, may not be duplicated without written permission.